Pop your clogs, this phrase means to die. Once again, as per The Independent, this saying is thought to have its roots in northern factory workers during the Industrial Revolution. They wore hard clogs for foot protection while working on factory floors. Popping the clogs refers to when someone lays down, with the toes of the clogs pointed up, i.e., dies. Sentence example: John's uncle is giving all his money away when he pops his clogs. It's in his will. Spend a penny, another polite way of saying go to the toilet. The origin of the phrase dates to Victorian times when people had to insert a penny to lock the door in public toilets. This phrase was a polite way to indicate a visit to the restroom. Interestingly, in the past, the phrase spend a penny was only used by women. This was because women's public restrooms needed a penny for locking, whereas men's urinals were free. Sentence example: excuse me, I'll go spend a penny. Take the biscuit. You may have heard take the cake as the more popular alternative of this phrase. It means taking the medal for stupidity or for being unbelievable/annoying. Sentence example: she has always been critical of me, but when she said I should edit my photos before posting them online, well, that took the biscuit. Be tickety-boo, meaning satisfactory, as something should be. The origin of the term is uncertain. The idiom's South African or Hindi origins are debated, and it may just be a whimsical creation like Lollapalooza. Sentence example: don't worry about how the event's going to go, everything's tickety-boo. Sod's Law. You might know the US equivalent, Murphy's Law. This phrase refers to the law that if anything can go wrong, then it for sure will. Sentence example: of course I missed the audition and scratched my car the one day I overslept, it's Sod's Law. Wind your neck in. You could say that to someone to stop them from meddling in your business. It's a vibrant alternative to mind your own business. A cool Australian alternative is pull your head in.